under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me.
Our farm fresh commodity today, apples. Joined with Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for the Arizona Farm Bureau. Farming and agriculture represent a $23 billion industry to the state. Reading your apple facts from your blog here, most apples are still picked by hand. Americans eat more apples per capita than anywhere else in the world. The average American eats 65 apples a year. Apples are fat, sodium, and cholesterol-free, contain high levels of boron, which increase mental alertness, and contain malic acid, a chemical used in teeth whitening products to help dissolve stains. A medium apple is about 80 calories and is a great source of fiber each. In fact, one apple has 5 grams of fiber. But here's the most important thing. Lance had mentioned they sell apples by the box and by the bag. Lance, how much does a box of apples weigh?
They weigh about 40 pounds.
Okay,
that's a old style bushel.
It takes 2 pounds of apples to make a 9-inch pie. So one box of apples from Lance will make you 20 pies. That's the important fact to take away right there.
I knew Romy's math was coming into this. I love that one.
You're making up for the other mistake, right?
Uh-oh, other math mistake.
Yeah. Long story.
Well, and that's the neat thing to know is that at Briggs & Eggers, Lance, people, Romy and Wilcox, especially because they maybe went to a U-Pick first, can stop by your farm. What's the location?
We're 17 miles north of Wilcox on Fort Grant Road, up in the northern part of the Sulphur Springs Valley.
Okay, so we can get some apples there. Well, tell us about growing apple trees. So one of our horticulture education, he's now retired, worked for the U of A, Robert Call, said that there's dozens of different production steps to take care of these very special trees that produce this amazing fruit for us. So what's the gig? Not that you're going to give away all of your secrets, but.
Well, first of all, we have to decide what varieties will grow here. Not all varieties grow in the same place as well or poorly. So first of all, we have to decide on the varieties that work here. And then we have to contract with the trees to be grown. It takes 2 years in the nursery to grow the trees before we even get them here at the farm. And then it takes about another 3 to 4 years for those trees to come in production. So we have a real bright crystal ball when we try to predict what varieties will be good for the markets.
And that's why you've got the 10 varieties that you guys do, because and it sounds like a lot of this is pre-contracted with where you're shipping these, correct?
We accidentally lost them. We'll see if we can't get them back on the line. It's, hey, farming out in the field.
Yeah.
Calling in from Wilcox.
Somebody
17
said,
miles north of Wilcox.
Somebody said he had to get on the ladder and pick some of the apples himself. And they have been busy. I've been in conversation with him now for the last 4 weeks, just discussing coming on to the show. And I can tell that he's been deep in it. But like you were saying earlier, Romy, because it's Wilcox, the elevation is a little bit higher. Some of the varieties that they're going to grow in Wilcox, they won't be growing here in Maricopa County. But the neat thing is, with some of our horticulturalists, they can tell us where exactly the best varieties of apples are to grow. And because it's such a fall fruit, if anybody's curious and they want to search for apples on Fill Your Plate, we've got a boatload.
A bushel loads
of apple recipes that you can select from in order to grow some of these delicious Arizona apples. And it sounds like it's not that difficult for us to find Arizona grown apples. The other thing, while we're waiting for Lance to try to get back on the line,
and I believe he is.
Oh, okay. Are you here, Lance?
Yes, I'm back.
You're back. Good.
Yes, I'm back.
So the 10 different varieties then, and kind of pre-contracting with where you're going to ship your apples, that's what's influenced the varieties that you select.
Right, and then some apples won't grow here. You know, the big popular apple that everyone asks about is the Honeycrisp apple, and that's a northern apple. It's too warm here for our climate, and so no, we don't grow Honeycrisp here.
Well, and that's a good segue, too. Apple trees can be grown further north than any other fruit trees because they bloom late in spring, minimizing the chance of frost damage. So there you go.
So what else
about growing apples would you give tips to someone that thinks, okay, I'm in a region that might be able to grow some apples? What else should they know?
Well, first of all, they need to make sure that it's a tree that will grow in their area. And the most forgiving apple trees are like Granny Smith. They grow very easily, and they make good pie apples, and some people like the tart. So first of all, is selecting a tree, a variety that grows well. I get a lot of people ask me, well, why doesn't my tree grow? Well, it's because they've selected a tree that's not suited for our region.
So are you guys a generational farm? Do you see the next generation running Briggs and Eggers, or what's the story there?
Oh, no, we're not. But I think we're looking at expanding into other people. We've just hired a new farm assistant to work with us and to help develop our orchard.
You also said when you and I were talking earlier that you see a good market for apples, especially organic apples, and that's one of the reasons you've expanded. Where do you guys see yourself going with the future in our market opportunities with apples?
Well, we're looking at growing. We've got a significant growth plan. We've just planted about 90 acres of new trees on some vacant land, and they're coming into production probably start next year. We're also replacing some of the older varieties. Apples grow for a long time. An apple tree will go on for years, but the variety gets stale or tired.
We no longer grow
Golden Delicious.
Okay.
Because of that.
We're going to take a break. We got bottom of the hour news, but we'll be back right here at Rosie on the House talking farm fresh apples.